AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Will Donald Trump really be the next president of the United States? We've learned that tens of thousands of emails, phone calls, and letters are pouring in to those who make up the Electoral College, pleading with them not to make Trump's election final when the electors meet on Monday. How's that going over? We asked our Matt Small in Washington to find out.
Campaign 2016, which was far from traditional, is on course to end in the most traditional way Monday, with a ticket to the White House for President-elect Trump. AP interviews with more than 330 electors from both parties found little appetite among Republicans for peeling away from Trump, and Democrats, many frustrated about the electoral process, have little expectation that he can be stopped. Congress will meet the first Friday in January to count the electoral votes and announce the results and declare the nation's next president. Matt Small, Washington.
This morning, the Russians seem to like President-elect Trump's cabinet choices. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says they have no anti-Russian stereotypes. If you get your health insurance through what many call Obamacare, be aware the premiums are going up a lot, says a nonpartisan group, which reports that taxpayers will pay nearly $10 billion more next year to cover the increases that are subsidized. The report released this morning is from the Nonpartisan Center for Health and Economy. Here's our Nikki Mayo.
Insurers say the spike in premiums is due to lower than projected enrollment. In some cases, patients turned out to be sicker than expected, and people were gaming the system to get coverage only when they needed medical care.
The Arctic cold is freezing the upper Midwest, which is expecting several inches of snow in the next few days. And that cold is moving to the Northeast now. Game on, the NBA and its players have a proposed new deal. The average player's salary, $8.5 million. This is AP Radio News. A Virginia death row inmate is asking that his planned execution next month be blocked, suggesting that a firing squad would be more humane than the drugs used in lethal injection. Our Alana Durkin-Richer has more on this.
Ricky Gray's attorneys pointed to an execution last week in Alabama where an inmate coughed and his upper body heaved repeatedly for 13 minutes after he was sedated. That execution also used the drug midazolam. They want the court to rule that the use of compounded midazolam is unconstitutional because it would violate the prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment.
Ricky Gray was convicted of killing a Virginia couple and their young daughters and setting their house on fire. Uber is ignoring California's Department of Motor Vehicles, which insists that Uber immediately stop picking up passengers in self-driving cars in San Francisco. Uber launched its new service yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.